You're probably wondering why I called you all here today.
So you could say that terrible, overused line? High five!
Don't talk to me.
But I was just...
Bob, your son is literally human garbage. And if he doesn't stop talking to me, I'm going to masticate his soul.
Hmm. Oh, Duncan's a grown-ass man. He can fight his own battles.
But Pop, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Hal, what is that noise?
You mean you guys all talking while I'm trying to conduct a crucially important employee meeting?
Is that what this is? You told me Batman was going to be here.
He told me there was going to be beer. There isn't any beer.
Batman told you there was going to be beer?
I'm talking about that hum. Don't you hear that?
That's the life support system aboard the space station.
Hey, yeah, and since when did we start doing the show on a space station? I thought we recorded in a submarine.
I get tired of locking myself in closets for an acoustically viable recording environment, so I've relocated our space to here. In space.
If you came up here for the quiet, that noise sort of defeats the purpose.
It's life support. Apparently we need that so you prima donnas can breathe oxygen.
You know, it wouldn't be hard to just filter that out.
Oh, Joe, that reminds me. After we work on more Orson material, I want to talk to you about playing Winston Churchill.
Okay, well, I just had some technical suggestions is all, being as I am a certified audio engineer. But if you want me to just keep doing stupid voices for fat men, I guess that's fine too.
Okay, good.
So, are we going to be recording up here permanently? Here in space?
Ideally, yes. That submarine shtick was growing stale.
Not to mention that nobody actually ever remembered that we were supposed to be recording from a submarine.
And I figured with the new season of the show, it was time to make a few changes.
It's a bit of a commute getting into orbit every few weeks just to play somebody's wife or girlfriend.
I think I have a little kid voice for you this time.
Oh, good.
Oh, wait, that's for Sabrina.
Yay!
Look at it this way, Danielle. At least you don't have to drive to our house in Renton anymore.
Nobody outside of Seattle is gonna get that.
When has that ever stopped us?
Hang on, did you say new season? What does that even mean?
Oh, God, I wish you hadn't asked that.
What? Why?
Well, you see, Nate, every so often I determine that the show's format is in need of a bit of retooling and I draw a line.
Prior to that line is I made one of those Al speeches happen again, didn't I?
I usually just trick him into locking himself in a closet when this happens. But I guess I'm going to need a new strategy now.
I usually just walk away when he does this.
I have a question.
Yeah, Sabrina?
What is this list you've put up on the main view screen?
We have a main view screen?
Of course we have a main view screen. That's the casting list for this episode.
Okay, but for 18601, it just has each of our names listed twice.
That's this behind-the-scenes bit. You're all playing yourselves.
Well, I was hoping I could play Matt.
Back off, Wallace.
So, we're playing fictional versions of ourselves? As written by you?
That's right.
That seems problematic.
How so?
Well, if we, playing us, say whatever you make us say, that's potentially misleading. Like, we could all just suddenly jump to attention and start chanting.
You guys are too kind. Come on, Matt, the show's about to start.
But if this is a sketch, doesn't that mean the show's already started? Al? God damn it.